Hello, we're back. I'm Claire Davis, and I'm all about emotional fitness, especially for managers and leaders in the workplace. I love helping people in the workplace deal with emotional fitness because it helps with management skills. And with management skills, if we can get those right, we help with mental health and having positive mental health. And today I am absolutely delighted because I've got a wonderful lady with us who I've been very fortunate to be introduced to. And her name is Sharon Deal. Hello, Sharon. How are you?
Hello, Claire. Lovely to be here with you.
And it's so lovely to have you. And everybody may have noticed there is not an English accent there. There's a different accent. So, would you like to tell everybody, Sharon, who is Sharon Deal?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I'm from South Africa. I live in the Klein Karoo, married for 34 years, two beautiful children, one living in New Zealand, one fortunately on the reserve with us in the Karoo. And a beautiful granddaughter of 17. That's who I am, Sharon.
You're far too young to have a granddaughter of 17. Far too young. And I've been really, really fortunate to have a lot of contact with you lately and really hear about exactly what you do and how you transform people's lives, actually. So would you like to tell everybody out there, what do you do?
Thank you. I'd love to. So my organization is called the Who Am I Foundation, and I think the name says it all. I really believe that at the core of who we are, when we have that grounded confidence in knowing who we are, we live, love, parent, and lead quite differently. And I think that's really where my passion is. If you said to me today, Claire, Sharon, what is it that you love to do? Claire, I love to transform lives, life, and leadership. And that is all about bringing in our levels of maturity. And I do that by bringing in a journey and a lot of work by skilling people up with emotional intelligence.
Wow, and I love that living life, living, and it's all a journey. That's absolutely powerful. And emotional fitness is so important for us to be able to live our life
Absolutely.
and live
It's
our
key.
life in every way. And if our personal life isn't right, it's going to affect us in our work life. And if our work life's not right, it's going to affect us in our personal life. So I
100%.
want to get a bit deeper here. How do you define emotional fitness?
So I think emotional fitness for me is about our bringing our head and our heart together. It's really getting smarter with feelings and being able to cognitively support that with making really good decisions for our lives. So we like to look at it in the form of self-awareness, self-management, self-judgment, self-direction. There's no ways that you can bring change until you become self-aware. And that's why the journey starts with really knowing yourself. And believe it or not, you put that out there, and most people say, I really know myself well. But most are not really connected to themselves emotionally. And I think that's where the real integration begins.
And that word self-awareness, I hear it in every organization. I hear it with my kids who have now just gone into the workforce. They keep saying, my manager's not self-aware. They don't get themselves. And if we can actually tap into self-awareness and help people with their self-awareness, it's going to help in relationships, in communication, in so many different areas. So, how has self-awareness actually helped the people that you help, Sharon?
Well, if you don't really know what needs to change, how do you bring the change? And I think that's the problem, is that we do same old, and we expect a different outcome. So it's really putting the shining the light on those areas, wherever those conflict, drama-driven areas are in their worlds, to be able to say, what's the root cause of this? What's lying behind it? What's the motivation? And then bringing that change. And it's got to do with interrupting neural pathways, bringing the disruption that is required, but it starts with awareness.
And that is so true, because if we want to transform our lives, we've really got to get to the root cause. But a lot of people must find that quite emotional, Sharon. So how do you deal with that?
So Claire, you say that, and I think as a personal testimony, I came into this journey myself. I actually walked this road. I landed up in therapy. I had an issue in my marriage, and my therapist said to me, so how do you feel about being betrayed? And I was lost for words. I said to him, cut the BS. I don't know how to do this. Just help me get through this emotional roller coaster. I need life to move on. And he said to me, I'm sorry, I cannot be of assistance to you. And I went home and I really thought about that. And that was the start of my freedom and living life authentically and really finding who Sharon is. Because before then, I walked around, I performed, pleased, perfected, and really hustled for my worthiness. And it's not a good world to live in when you do that day in and day out. And I think that's what my heart is to find that freedom for each and every individual, that they would walk an authentic journey with themselves and live the life that they're called to.
You've said two very, very key words for me, Sharon, two key words. And you're so contagious. I love your passion. You're so contagious. And it's really, really good for people to work with people who are passionate about what they do. But I love the two words of freedom. We want to be free with our emotions. So much is bottled up, but also living life authentically. I think that is so key. So often, you know, as a child, we were told, just be yourself. But what does that actually mean? Do we know how to be ourselves? And with everything that's going on in the world, we've got a lot going on in the world at the moment, but also the other things that are going on in the world, like social media. It's a completely different world. Growing up and working with regards to social media, and it's very, very difficult to understand how to be free and how to be authentic.
Yeah. Well, I think if we put that into a nutshell, it's really giving up the way that you think you're supposed to be and being who you are. I think that sums it up quite well.
That's key. That's very, very key. So let's talk about transforming lives. You know, we've spoken quite a few times, and you've told me some intriguing stories of different people and how you've transformed lives. I think what would be great for the people watching and listening out there is, how have you helped people transform their lives, especially leaders? Because if you can transform lives in the workplace for managers and leaders, it's going to help them so much to succeed, to be productive, to make your organization a success. So how have you actually done that and helped people let go and be free and authentic?
So I would love to maybe use an example of one very powerful leader that I've worked with. She came into my space now in 2022 in a program that I run called Disrupt Yourself. Very, very powerful leader, black and white thinker, mover and shaker. And I think her own words were that she enjoyed to suppress, pushed down, never really dealt with any childhood traumas, wasn't really interested in connecting with herself emotionally. But of course, as we know, the body pays the price. And at some point in our worlds, our body says here to and no further. And she experienced burnout and obviously went into psychology, a bit of coaching. She was given some tools that really didn't work for her, that directed approach. She made some shifts, but they weren't lasting. And I think that's the key to the journey, is the lasting change that we seek. And it wasn't until she entered the Disrupt Yourself program, where there was a lot of psychological safety, and she was able to actually connect with herself emotionally. And I think emotions is the key, because really when we tap into that wisdom within us, we start to unlock what is really going on for us. And when we can settle all of that and connect the dots for ourselves, I think we begin to own our story. And it's important to own our story, because we don't overcome if we don't.
Definitely. And, you know, we need to understand that anybody on any level, this sounds like an extremely powerful lady, didn't quite understand her emotions, and it can affect us and it can bring us down. And you've used the term psychological safety. And I use that term a lot when I'm doing mental health training, when I'm doing management training. If we can build an environment of psychological safety, it's going to help people be authentically who they are. So, you know, the outcome for this woman is just so powerful. And, you know, tell me a little bit more about the outcome and what she sort of experiences now.
Sorry, I lost you there slightly, but I think I got the gist of where you were going.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that the program itself has allowed her to connect to herself emotionally. She's really doing the work. She's showing up. She's, I think, learned to step into vulnerability. And I think that is one of the keys as leaders. If I speak to leaders, they say, Sharon, anything but vulnerability. Please, we like to be in control of our worlds. And I think that it's important to say that any change of this nature requires an enormous amount of vulnerability and courage. We need to be able to hold that paradox of both. And it's so incredible when we get there, because at the core of change lies the discomfort of the emotion. Doesn't matter whether you're in change process within organizations or within yourself, it is the discomfort that you need to push through. And that's really key. And it's all tied to emotions and how we connect with them ourselves. It sounds like a very small concept, but it has enormous reward for us in terms of our freedom.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it sounds absolutely amazing. You also told me, I just want to tap into another story, which I found intriguing. Recently, we were talking, you told me about another lady who became a hoarder because her father was suppressing her as a child. So would you mind giving this example too? Because I found this so powerful.
Sure. So we were talking about limiting beliefs and the power of our belief system and how it holds us back and really just determines our future. And this particular individual in a family system loved her mom and dad, very curious as most of our kids are. Her dad said to her, people who love each other don't need to speak to each other. And she grew up in a very silent, quiet family system. Needless to say, at the age of 63, when she came into my coaching space, she was very much a hermit, lived a hermit's life. She'd become a hoarder. In fact, when I visited her home, I couldn't really even enter the front door. That's how full to capacity her home was. And one step at a time, she also had huge privacy issues, you know, in terms of people in her private space. And through the time that we worked together, she started lowering those walls, and we connected her with small groups of interest in terms of who she is, bonsai, walk clubs, what have you. And we started integrating her into society. But the biggest thing she had to get rid of there was the lies that she had believed, and that is that she didn't need to connect with anybody. And remember, it's in our neurobiology. We need to connect. It's what we're hardwired for. So the minute she had no connection, her world shut down. And of course, what rolls in is the depression and the suppression and all of that that came with that for her. So it's a powerful space. You know, I think knowing who you are, but also knowing what belief systems keep you locked into your limitations.
Definitely, definitely. Because it has been proven by research that loneliness, feeling like you don't belong, has more pain than physical pain. 100%. And that pain that she must have experienced when naturally she needed people. And we all naturally need people. Oh, Sharon, you've been such a delight. You're so insightful. So thank you so much for sharing. For all the listeners out there, for everybody who wants to strive on and be free and authentic in life. So what I'd like you to now share with everybody is, Where can people actually find you, Sharon?
Wonderful. Please head straight across to whoamifoundation.co.za and you'll learn a lot about what it is that we do in terms of coaching, facilitation, public speaking, and transformational programs. Look out for Disrupt Yourself. That's our flagship. And it's a 10.5-month program. Why so long? Because change doesn't happen in one workshop. You need to really unfold and work through the layers, layer by layer, as you build back that world of yours. So I look forward to meeting those of you that are going to connect with me. And thank you, Claire, for this wonderful opportunity for this platform. and for the work that you're doing.
Thank you as well. And you're also available on LinkedIn, and we will put all both the LinkedIn and your website in the comments below. So thank you so much, Sharon, for your wise words and for opening our eyes to freedom and authenticity.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All the best.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.